Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Startups Fail Without Real Traction Metrics. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something that keeps me up at night. Most startup founders think they have traction when they actually have motion. It's like being on a treadmill, running hard but going nowhere. You're busy, you're sweating, you feel productive, but you haven't actually moved forward. Today I'll reveal the three metrics that actually predict startup survival, because understanding this difference isn't just important, it's everything. Let's start with the brutal truth about vanity metrics. Downloads, social media followers, website visits, they're seductive numbers that make us feel good, but they don't pay your bills or keep your doors open. Real traction means paying customers who come back for more. Think of it this way. Would you rather have 1,000 people window shopping or 10 people with their wallets out? Here's my litmus test. If you can't draw a straight line from your metric to actual revenue, it's vanity, not value. Now here's where most entrepreneurs get it backwards. They obsess over customer acquisition while completely ignoring retention. But consider this. Acquiring new customers costs 5 times more than keeping existing ones. True traction isn't about filling a leaky bucket faster. It's about fixing the holes. When your customers stick around and become your biggest advocates, that's when you know you've got something real. Here's my favorite traction test, and it's beautifully simple. How quickly can you move someone from first contact to paying customer? Strong traction means your sales cycle is getting shorter and smoother, not longer and more complicated. If your process is becoming more complex over time, you're actually moving backward. Let me share Sarah's story. Her food delivery app had 10,000 downloads, and she felt unstoppable, but only 200 were paying customers. She made a hard pivot, stopped chasing downloads, and focused entirely on customer satisfaction. Within 60 days, she had 80% customer retention and organic referrals doubled. Same business, different focus, completely different trajectory. Here's what I want you to do this week. Identify your one metric that directly correlates with revenue growth. Just one. Then stop tracking everything else for 30 days and see what happens. Sometimes clarity comes from subtraction, not addition. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.